4CBA in 0TR.
Well, in 0TR, KB4CBA, and yeah, I guess I am an old man. But I'm still playing tennis 6 days a week, or 6 times a week, so not too bad. How are you?
I'm going to get my cantaloupe out of the icebox. Just finished my grapefruit. Oh, doing good, Dave. And I'm still recuperating somewhat, but doing pretty good. But when you say old man on ham radio, it's O-L-E, not O-L-D. So, no offense, Matt, but that's just an old tradition. And I assumed that you were heading to play tennis. We got 1/100th of an inch of rain, and it's 67 degrees with a northeast wind at about 2 to 5 miles an hour, so that'd be a pretty good day for you.
KB4CBA Mobile. I know about the old man thing, but I thought I heard a D in there. in the OLD man. So, but anyway, well, yeah, I'm play tennis. The courts are court report said that all the courts are playable. So, evidently they didn't get too much rain, or maybe they didn't get any rain. Look like looking at the right way. Well, I got a tiny bit, but they didn't get as much as we did over Taylor's because things are a lot wetter today. Even the roads are wet over there. Where I am here, coming up on East North Street, the roads are almost dry, completely dry.
It's spotty, Dave. Not much rain at all around here. Well, I didn't even check into the net last night. I haven't been doing much radioing. Haven't felt like it, but I'll get back into it. Recuperating best I can. And doing pretty good, I think. Thank God for that. Hope you are too. And Bernice is over here fixing us a regular breakfast today, like she does so many times. And we've been eating cereal a little bit with fruit in it, which is kind of rare for us. Oh, the generator just started out back. It exercises once a week for 6 minutes. And I got to go put a new kit in it in the next few days. But I'm glad to hear it start. I need to check the battery water on it. Well, I hope you have a good day and a good game.
Yeah, so do you have to do, or do you choose to do your own maintenance on the, on your, generator?
To it, Dave. I mean, guys, the guy with your experience, you could do it standing on your head. The only tricky part is, to reset the maintenance schedule on it. And I could tell you how to do that. I got it written down. I always have to scratch my head every time I do that. You got to hit enter, or something like that and go through a procedure in the software there that's really easy, especially for a young guy like you. But I have to think about it. I got it written down. That's the only tricky part. Otherwise, it's just an air filter, which is very easy to get at. Two new spark plugs. Change the oil. And in all honesty, if the generator hasn't run, she's like now it's been probably 6 months. I'd have to look at the date. Well, the oil's like new because it only runs 6 minutes a week. Now, if it runs for 4 or 5 days or something like that, I change it every 6 months anyways. And it's just 2 quarts of oil, and it's very easy to drain. An air filter and 2 spark plugs because it's running on propane, so you don't have a gas filter or anything to change out. And then check your battery water in it, and that's all self-contained. It's got its own charger and everything. And it, if you get a power failure, it'll come on, and I don't know, I'd say less than 10 seconds. It's fairly quick. So, very simple maintenance on them, Dave. There's no reason to hire it done if you got any kind of mechanical ability, and mine don't even approach yours.
Also, so when you buy it, so that doesn't void your warranty? I figure they have to work on it, or they won't, you know. They'll say, you know, if you work on it yourself, it'll void your warranty.
If you go down here on Wade Hampton to that new Generac place, I don't know what the stipulations are. I bought mine from Electric Generators Direct online, and they're still around $4,000 to $5,000 in that area. And I just ordered the generating kit. This time I ordered it off of Amazon. I used to order it off of them. And it comes with, and you can go down to Advanced Autos or any place else and cross-reference that oil filter on it, you know. It's nothing to it. I don't. I order the ones from the Generac kit, and it comes with the 2 spark plugs and your oil. And this time I didn't even order the oil with it because I put Mobile One in it. But it's never been a problem. On startup, and there's a code that has to be put into the generator, and you have to have a dealership on startup. I don't know if you have to, but I did. And they come out, and they put those codes in and that. And of course, they'll charge you, I think it was a little over $300. One-time fee. And set it up and check it out. And that's it. And it's all done through satellite. So that's the only stipulation if you buy it yourself. Now, I don't know, you know, the best thing to do is go down there next to Taco Bell, that Generac place there on Wade Hampton, and just talk to them. They're very nice people. I've been in there one time. It's in Gerald too.
And my, one of my brother-in-law's bought it, and I can't think of the name of it. It's something that I've never heard of, but it's, but it's very familiar. It's like Red Rider or something. That's not it. But anyway, and it has a it has a 5-year warranty. I think Generac offers it too, and something else. Oh, there's some kind of monthly thing you got to pay for. Do you have a monthly fee?
No, sir. Nothing. Come on out, and I'll show you. And I'll start it up for you if you want. I had a couple of friends that no longer do it, Dave, that installed mine. And one of them was a master electrician, and the other one was a ham radio operator. And I'll never forget them. And I paid them a fee for putting it in because I wasn't able. It's heavy. You can pour a little pad or you can buy a prefabricated pad for it. Either one. I had a concrete person put a little pad out there behind the house. But the whole house generator is easier to install than one that's smaller. I put one in that was 16 kilowatts. Mine's 22. But Bernice and I and my sister and brother-in-law, they dug a little trench from the propane tank, and I sized the regulator and the pipe to the generator, and they done that for me, and then I did the hookup on it. But they picked 10 circuits that they wanted to be activated in case the power went out, and they lived on a farm about 20 miles out of town. But I did that entire installation, and it wasn't no problem at all. But you can buy one from Costco's. I don't think Sam's had them, but Costco always seemed like they have them. Anytime I've been over there, they have. Now, I don't know. Lately, I haven't even looked for them. But you can just buy it from them, and then you can have somebody install it. TR. But I'd say the average price, though, if you get a whole house generator now, time they put in a propane tank, fill the propane and everything, it can be very pricey, Dave. You know, these places with the fleet of trucks and all of that, they're going to make at least $300 an hour. So you're going to wind up spending probably $12,000 in a case like that. I think mine, I can't remember. How much did we spend on ours all together, Bernice? Probably 8 or 9 okay, because of the fact that we did it ourselves. But George and Betty's out in Kansas there, I bought the generator back then. It was $4,000, I think. But they're really nice to have, I'll tell you that. It's especially for the wife and kids.
Am I making the repeater?
Yeah, and I'm going to have to dodge out there pretty quick as soon as Bernice throws my egg on the skillet there. She just asked me about that. But be glad to have you come out, and I'll show you what it amounts to. It's just a big solenoid. It's a service disconnect switch that's just activated through a solenoid, and it has a sensing circuit that senses when the power goes out, and it takes the main power off and puts the generator power on, and when it senses the power coming back on, it'll run, it'll switch back over to the main power in a few seconds. And it'll run for, probably 15 minutes to cool itself off. It's like a 999cc two-cylinder engine, is what it amounts to. I think they're making 22. But be glad to walk you through it and show you what it amounts to. And I better get ready to sign off. I don't know where you're at down there, but Bernice is getting ready for me over here, Dave. Great talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you after a while. This is.
Hey, well, I'm sitting in the parking space here. I guess I need to go on in. My game starts in less than 15 minutes. So I've got a few things to do. All right, well, enjoy your egg, and we will talk later. Make him behave, Bernice, and we'll talk to y'all later. 73Z0 TR KB4 CPA.
And 4DJC. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dave. Just wanted to say hello. I'm by Echolink right now. So I'm probably a delay, but just want to say hello to you.
Harry, I was just over there at the sink and the water was running. 0TR. I can't can't stay. She's getting ready to put my eggs on and bacon and whatnot.
Well, yeah, roger that then. You always have a good breakfast. I'm always envious, but I usually have a little sausage and some grits. I don't eat eggs. But anyway, it was interesting hearing about the generator thing. The guy across the street from me had a whole house generator put in by a local HVAC company. I think they charged him like $14,000 several years ago. And all the time I've been working on it, which doesn't sound right, the guy next door to us had a, he just had like a 6,500 watt, 7,500 watt, gasoline generator that's a self starter. And, he wired his up himself. It was great. Did a good job on it. And, these things are just so expensive. Now it's crazy. You could get them done pretty recently 10 years ago, but now they all on the bandwagon to get them done. Now they're handy, no doubt about it. I wish I put one in years ago, but I'm just, it's a little too late for me to put something like that in now.
Pricey, Jerry. Yeah, I got to run. She's got my egg and hash browns and sausage out there. So I look forward to talking to you down the line, Jerry. They're doing a test on me now to see what caused them kidney stones. So I'll tell you about that later. See you later, Jerry. It's 0-2-R.
Good talking to you, Tom. And have a good afternoon. I'll probably catch you a little bit later on. We have to head over to Alden for grandson's last away soccer playoff. Hopefully it doesn't get rained out today. It's going to be, the weather doesn't look very good. Tell Miss Bernice I said that later. We'll talk to you later. 73 N4DJC clear.